bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We don't get together. We don't decide, you know, have a meeting before the meeting starts and say, what are you sharing on? And what are you sharing on? And let's make sure it's all like-minded. You know, it's God. All down to God. God that worketh in it, within us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God knows. God knows what needs to be said. And as we walk and talk with him, then he's the one that leads and guides us. He's the one that gives us those heavenly words. Those words that are going to touch people's lives and bring them out of darkness into that glorious light. And as you can see, my voice is better. I haven't quite shouted at Lawrence yet, but I'm getting there. You know, really blessed me, F.A., is, you know, when you were sharing about digging up that old man. Because, see, nowhere in the Bible does it say that God created the old man nature. They, in the beginning, they had the Spirit upon. Jesus Christ made it available that we can have Spirit within. And so we don't want anything to do with that old man. You know, that old man is dead. We now have the new man created through Christ Jesus, one that died and was risen from the dead, seated at the right-hand side of God, and he is in each one of us. We don't have to have fears, worries, or doubts. We just go to God. We rely on God. That relationship, I shared on Monday, that relationship that we have with him is so mightily important. Because, see, when we are focused and we have our eyes fixed on God, then we aren't looking to the world. We aren't seeing the fears, the worries, and the doubts. When little tribulations come, we just step over. God lifts us, rises us up over the problem. He has all the answers to any question that you could ever have. So why would we look to the world? You know, I went to see a lady tonight, and she has Alexa. And so we were talking about something, and she said, oh, Alexa. And now this machine is giving her the answer. And I said to her afterwards, you know, I share a lot with her about God. And I said, you know, I wouldn't solely put my trust in Alexa or Google or Wikipedia. You know, they're all systems that are run by this world. Somebody has input that information. A person or people have input that information. But see, when we go to God, we know that it's only it's only God that's giving us those answers. It's only God that's replying to our questions. That we can go to him with a full heart, knowing that he's going to keep us on that right path. You know, I have three kids. I have Danny, Leanne, and Carl. And I would never want any harm on them whatsoever, right? If I give them advice, first of all, it's advice because of my heart and my love for them. I want them to do well. I want them to do good. So we know that God is going to do the same for us, that he's only going to want the very, very best for us. So why would we look to the world for the answers? Does the world want the best for us? No, the world wants to keep us down, wants to keep us oppressed, depressed, you know, mental problems, unstable, you know, wobbly, you know, double-minded. But with God, his love surpasses all of that. And his word says, you know, that the whatever the problem, the mountain being your problem, you know, we can cast it down and have it removed. So if any issues come up, we go to God. It's very simple. You know, there's nothing complicated when it comes to God. When we look to him, and sometimes, yes, maybe the answer doesn't come instantaneously. Sometimes we have to wait and see. God teaches us patience, love, comfort, understanding. You know, everything that comes from God is a good. Anything that comes from the world is bad. There's black and there's white. You choose life or you choose death. It's very simple. You know, yes, if you want to live with the world and you want the problems and the negativity and you want to have trials and tribulations in your life, then carry on. But if you want to live that life which is more than abundant, if you want to be risen up out of the muck and the mire, the only place to turn is to God. And through the 36 years that we've been doing this, you know, yes, we've had trials, we've had tribulations. But I'm very thankful to God that he gave me a man, a husband, which is not just my husband, but my best friend, my soulmate, the father of my kids. And, you know, we encourage one another both to will and to do of God's pleasure. You know, if one's feeling a bit down, then the other one comes in to really encourage and exhort, and vice versa. You know, and it says in Ephesians, you have burdens. You know, sometimes these burdens are not always burdens that you can share, but you can always share them with God, right? God is there. He's listening. God doesn't, you know, take a nap like we do during the night. You know, he's there 24/7. So when we call on him, he's the one that's going to be the one that's going to answer. So, you know, we've had a wonderful year. I mean, like Amber shared earlier, I don't even know how it was possible, how we did or what we done. But God knows. And see, when there's a need and a desire and it's lined up, you go to God, he's the one that brings it to pass. And like, you know, they're going off to India again at the end of February. And again, like, there's no logic. Like Amber said, I don't know how it's happened. But again, if it's the desire that you have and God wants to bring it to pass, he will make that available. And we don't have to worry about where the passports are coming from or the visas or the fare money or, you know, the hotel money or whatever it is. Right? We just look to God. And if it's of God, it'll all come to pass. It'll all come together. Doesn't matter if it doesn't happen right until that last minute. You just keep moving. You keep doing the things that you need to do. And then God, he'll show you. And see, Lawrence was talking about next year being abounding in hope. Right? The main hope is that we have is that Christ is coming back. But also abounding that we know that every day that we walk and talk with him, we will abound spiritually. You know, that we are going to grow. We're going to grow in every aspect of our lives. That we, you know, there's negative people and there's positive people. You can pose a question, the negative people will jump quickly on the negative of it. The positive people see the solution and they see a way through it. No matter what is going on in their lives, they push through. And that works for saint or sinner alike. You know, you don't have to be a spiritual person to bring those positives to pass. You know, a lot of these business people, they have a very positive mindset. They have goals and they have achievements and they aim for those. And like, you know, it is good to write down your desires and your goals, because it keeps it in the forefront of your mind and helps you to push on through when times get hard. You know, we can all have, and it doesn't matter if it's a small goal or a small desire. You know, I remember somebody said to me once, there's no small sin as much as there is a big sin. Sin is sin. So a desire is a desire. If you're a negative person, the desire probably won't come to pass because you will see every pitfall and you'll stumble and you'll be held back. But a positive person pushes through. And with God, he pushes us through like a mile a minute. He'll bring those desires to pass as quickly as you can even ask him or even think of a desire. But it is good to have those goals and those desires, because it gives you something to get up in the morning and to achieve and to really look towards. So like these guys, they're going to India. I think it's Ethel and Fred and Epe, Lawrence, Danny, Amber. You know, they have these desires, which are now turning into goals, which with God, they will bring it to pass. And, not just recently coming back and seeing, well, I absolutely blew my cookie. I haven't been there for a few years, actually. But, just seeing how these guys just don't see any pitfalls whatsoever. They don't speak the negatives. They just hold on in there, just blessing and serving and encouraging and testimony after testimony. Yeah. Dead are being, people are rising from the dead. There be healings going on in every village. They were limited to so many speakers because thousands and thousands and thousands, and they all get up to give a testimony because they all have a story to tell. They all have, new things to share. And it is encouraging. It is mind blowing that you just see their hearts and their desires. And even now I'm back and I've still got those desires that I had when I was there and those goals that I want to achieve, that it's only us that keeps that alive. We can see all what goes on. We can come back and we can get a bit flat and think, oh, well, nothing's happening here. And, this isn't happening. No, we got to stick fast like that dog soldier. You stick that stick in the ground and you are unmovable until those desires and those goals come to pass. See, we don't give up. We don't see the negative before the positive. And we keep those positives forefront in our minds and in our hearts. See, God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So that means that there's no fears, worries or doubts. There's no mountains that you can't climb. There's no negativity that's going to put you down and keep you in the muck and the mire. With God, anything is possible. So if my encouragement this week is to write down any goals, any desires, and you watch God bring them to pass. So bless your hearts.